Well, since you're so enthusiastic, let's start Hebrew class tonight. We're in chapter 13, which means you're almost halfway through the book. We're on page 122, exercise number 8. If I don't forget where we are, we're on exercise number 8, line 5. Okay. There are three verbs in here that will change as we change the subject pronoun. That is emsa, eshlach, and ekach, right? The first one is ekach, then eshma, emsa, and then eshlach. Reading from right to left. Are we ready? Are we ready?
Oh.
Okay. Echo me then, please.
Oh, number 5.
Number 5. Ekach.
Ekach.
Et.
Hazera.
Asher.
Asher.
Emsa.
Emsa.
All. Ha'adama.
Va'az.
Eshlach.
Eshlach.
Et.
Hazera.
El.
Aim.
David. Student number 1, what does that sentence mean?
It means I will take.
I will take.
The seed.
That.
I will find.
On.
The ground. And then. I will send. The seed. To.
The mother of David. Beautiful. Letter Aleph, student number 2. What is your word?
The word is lakachti.
Lakachti. What does that mean?
I will take.
No. Ekach was I will take.
Oh, I took.
I took. So they've stayed with the I, first person, but they've changed from imperfect to perfect tense. So instead of I will find, how do you say I found? Instead of emsa, it's what?
Matsati,
correct. Instead of eshlach, I will send, how do you say I sent?
Shalachti,
exactly. Would you like to change any of those other words?
No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
So, letter Bait, student number 3, what is your word?
Yikach,
which means?
He will take.
So, they stayed with the imperfect, but they changed from I to he. So, how do you say he will find?
Yimsa,
correct. How about he will send?
Yishlach.
Correct. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm.
Good, because she's right.
That was a bad day.
Good husband there. Letter Gimel, student number 4. What is your word, please?
Lekach,
which means?
He took.
So this time they stayed with the he, but they changed from imperfect to perfect tense. So how do you say he found?
Matzah.
And he sent.
Shalach.
Very good. Back to student number 1. What is letter Dalet?
It's Nikach.
What is Nikach?
Nikach.
What is that?
We will take.
So imperfect, but we. How do you say we will find?
Nimsa.
Correct. And we will send.
Nishlach.
Correct. Letter Hey, student number 2. What is your word, please?
Lekachnu,
which is?
We.
We?
Took.
So we stayed with we, like from the one before, but we went to perfect tense. So how do you say we found?
Matsanu.
We sent.
Shalachnu.
Excellent. Student number 4, letter Vav. What is your word, please?
Lakhu,
which is?
Y'all took.
No.
Oh, no, it's they. They took.
Correct. So how do you say they found?
Matsu.
They sent.
Shalku.
That's correct. Student number 4, letter Zayin. What is your word, please?
Yikhu.
Yikhu, which is?
Y'all.
Which is?
Y'all.
No.
Well, it's they.
It's they, correct. So they stayed with they, which they had for the letter Vav. They just made it what? Imperfect.
Oh, see. That's
That's what they did. So how do you say they will find?
Yimsu.
Correct. They will send.
Yishlachu.
Yep. So you replace the aleph with the yo, put the hirakunner and u at the end. Very good. Number six. Echo me, please. Ain. Adam. Hayom. Bashamayim. Uva aretz. Asher. Avar. Et. Hamidbar. Amad. Lifnei. Hahar. Vagam. Asa. Shalom. Ooh, that's a long one. So, student number two, since student number one translated the last one, how would you translate this one?
There is not
a person
today
in the heavens
and in the land
that crossed over
the wilderness
stood before the mountain
and also made peace.
Excellent. Student number three. What? Yes. Letter Aleph. What is your word, please?
Mishpacha.
What is that?
That's family.
Family. Is it singular or plural?
It's singular and it's feminine.
So if we come to Avar, we can't say Avar because that's masculine. How do you say she crossed over?
Avra.
Amad is he stood. How do you say she stood?
Amda.
And Asa is masculine. How do you make that feminine?
Asta.
That is correct. Student number four. Letter Bait, what is your word?
Amim.
Masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Singular or plural?
Plural.
So masculine, plural. So, Avar is singular. How do you make it plural?
Would it be you or they?
It's going to be they because you're talking about them.
So then that would be Avru?
Avru is correct. Amad becomes?
Amdu
is correct. Asa becomes?
Asu.
That is correct. Everybody agree? Mm-hmm. Student number one. Letter Gimel, what is your word?
Nashim.
Oh, this is a toughie. What is that? Masculine or feminine?
It's feminine.
Feminine. Singular or plural?
Plural.
Sing if it's feminine, plural. So, Avar becomes?
Avar, I have to find it. I think I have to look at it. Okay. Avar becomes Avra?
Not Avra. Avru.
Okay.
Because they is the same whether it's masculine or feminine, right?
Right. So Avru. Amru. Amad. Amdu.
Amdu. That is correct. Remember, the first two letters make a syllable, and the last letter gets an u added to the end.
And made would be. Asu.
We have one more to do. Student number two. What is letter Dalet?
Ish.
Uh-oh. Is Ish masculine or feminine?
It's masculine.
Singular or plural?
It's singular.
Hmm. So Avar becomes...
Avar.
I had a feeling this wouldn't be very hard. Amad becomes
Amad.
Asa becomes
Asa.
Asa. There you go. Very good. They do that sometimes just to see if you go, that cannot be right. I've got to make it something else.
And I probably would
have. Page 123. Verse 9, here are some quotes from the Bible. Genesis chapter 21, verse 17. Let's see, student number. Why are you turning in your Bible?
I didn't write.
Oh, you just want to check it. Okay, I see. So, student number one. Echo me, please. Ki.
Ki.
Shema.
Shema.
Elohim.
Elohim.
Then I think you have the word et.
Yes.
Because I have El, but it should be et, I think. Kol.
Kol.
Hana'ar.
Hana'ar.
Uh-oh. What's ki?
That or because,
in this case, because Elohim,
God,
Shema,
listened.
In this case, heard, Kol Hana'ar,
the voice of the young man.
The voice of the young man, because God heard the voice of the young man. That's real Bible, folks. Number two, student number two, echo me, please. Vizeh, Adonai.
Adonai.
Everybody, Mishpat.
Mishpat.
HaKohanim.
HaKohanim.
Student number two, what is Vizeh?
This.
And this.
And this.
Adonai.
It's Lord or Master.
Uh-huh, the Lord. Mishpat.
Will be the... Wait a minute.
Okay, let's do number two again.
Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't have that either now that I look at it. Sometimes we have different words. Everybody, echo me. Vizeh.
Vizeh.
Yiyah.
Yiyah.
Mishpat.
Mishpat.
HaKohanim.
HaKohanim.
Okay, that makes more sense. Right. Vizeh, and this is what?
This will be. Or
and this will be. Mm-hmm.
The judgment.
The judgment.
Of the priests.
Of the priests. That's correct. And this will be the judgment of the priests. Number three, from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 60. And you do have to watch when you're looking them up, because these are going to be references to a Hebrew published Bible, which can be different verses than an English published Bible. So everybody echo me, please. Yed'u.
Yed'u.
Kol.
Kol.
Amei.
Ha'aretz.
Ki.
Ki.
Adonai.
Adonai.
I knew there was an Adonai in here somewhere. Who?
Who?
Ha'elohim.
Ha'elohim.
Ein.
Ein.
Od. Student number three. What is Yed'u?
They will know.
Mm-mm.
Yed'u. Oh, no. That's just they knew.
I'm just yanking her chain. They will know. What's kol amei ha'aretz? I'll quit it now.
I'm getting confused.
All of
the people of
the people of the land. Ki.
Because.
Or in this case, that. So all of the people of the land will know that. Adonai.
The Lord.
The Lord.
He is God.
He is God.
There is no other.
There is no other. Ain Ode. Mm-hmm. Number four, from Psalm 118:24. Zeh.
Zeh.
Hayom.
Hayom.
Asa.
Asa.
Adonai.
Adonai.
What's that one, student number four?
This.
You can sing it if you like.
This is the day.
Made by. The Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. Number five. Ki.
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 Sheshet.
Sheshet.
Yamim.
Yamim.
Asa.
Asa.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Et. Hashemaim.
Hashemaim.
Ve'et.
Ve'et.
Ha'aretz.
Ha'aretz.
Et. Hayom.
Hayom.
Ve'et.
Kol.
Asher.
Bam.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. What's Exodus chapter 20?
The Ten Commandments.
Okay, so student number one. Key is?
That.
Or in this case, because. Sheshet Yamim.
In six days,
I saw Adonai.
The Lord made
Hashemayim.
The heavens. Oh, Hashemayim. I'm looking still at the seas. Okay.
The Et Haaretz.
And the land.
Yes, it's and the land. Et Hayom.
And the sea. Oh, the sea.
The sea. The Et Kol Asher Bam.
And all. That was in them.
That is in them. Correct. So Exodus 20 verse 11 is part of the commandment of the Shabbat. For in 6 days, or because in 6 days. Now the tall tale, a real short tall tale.
Oh, I didn't think it was so short.
You didn't.
It was a little challenging.
Let's see if I can read what's on the page. But the first thing we need to know is they've given us a new verb. The verb is harag. Everybody say harag.
Harag.
Harag. He killed. First line, everybody. Zeh.
Habayit.
Asher.
Asah.
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
Student number two, that means?
This is the house. That Jacob built.
Next line. Zot. Ha'isha.
Asher.
Yashva.
Babayit.
Asher.
Asa.
Yaakov. Which is student number three.
This is the wife. Who sat in the house. That Jacob built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says Jack up top here.
That was the adapted form. This is the adaptation.
Okay, Jacob. Yeah.
Third sentence, everybody, please.
Ela.
Habanot.
Asher.
Bamishbachat.
Ha'isha.
Asher.
Yashva.
Babayit.
Asher.
Asa.
Yaakov.
Do you notice it makes a difference that we've switched the room around? It's harder to get our bearings.
It is. You need to switch it back.
Okay. Or maybe we'll adapt. But student number four, what's Ela?
This is
Habanot.
The daughters.
So these are the daughters. Asher.
Who are in the family? Who that are?
Okay.
I don't know.
That's right. All of those are right. Who, that, which, where, etc. Behemat Ha'isha.
There's no R there, but should there be?
Remember, it's a noun sentence, so you just imply the verb. Okay.
So, are in the family of the wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Settled.
In the house. That. Was built by Jack.
No. That Jacob built. Nice try, but there's no by in there anywhere. Okay. Next sentence.
Ela.
Again, Ela. Hane'arim.
Asher.
Lakhu. Et. Habanot.
Asher.
Bamishbachat.
Ha'isha.
Asher.
Yashva.
Babayit.
Asher.
Asa.
Yaakov.
Which means. Seriously, student number two.
Is that the fourth one down?
The fourth one down we just did.
Okay.
Ela.
These are
Ha Ne'arim.
The young men.
Asher.
That took. The daughters. I have two different translations. Who are.
In the family.
Of the woman. That sat in the house. That Jacob built.
That's exactly. A fine translation. Exactly. Absolutely.
Jacob.
Next sentence, please.
It's not built, that's made.
Okay, made.
Make or build.
You are correct. No, she's right. Made is correct. Built is banaf. Okay. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah. You wouldn't let me get away with mine.
All right, I'll put made.
Made. That is correct.
Oh, what building?
Fifth sentence down, which is two lines long. Let's do it together, please. Eile.
Eile.
Hasarim.
Hasarim.
It's just Hasarim.
Hasarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Shamru.
Shamru.
Et.
Et.
Hanearim.
Hanearim.
Asher.
Asher.
Lachu.
Lachu.
Et.
Et.
Habanot.
Habanot.
Asher.
Asher.
Bamishpachat.
Bamishpachat.
Ha'isha.
Ha'isha.
Asher.
Asher.
Yashva.
Yashva.
Babait.
Babait.
Asher.
Asher.
Asa.
Asa.
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
I hope I adjust to the room difference by tomorrow night when we're back in Deuteronomy. Well, what's this sentence say?
How do you say the second word? Hash?
Hasarim.
Hasarim. Hasarim. So you say the S twice, right?
Uh-huh, Hasarim. Actually. Hasarim.
Hasarim. Hasarim, okay.
So how do you translate it?
These are the commanders.
These are the commanders.
Who guarded.
Who guarded.
The young men.
The young men.
Who took.
Who took.
The daughters.
The daughters. Who
were in the family, or are in the family.
I'd say are in the family.
Are in the family of the wife.
Of the wife.
Who sat in the house.
Who sat in the house.
That Jacob made.
That Jacob made. Next one is three lines long. Let's do it together. Zot.
Zot.
Ha-milchama.
Ha-milchama.
Asher.
Asher.
Harga.
Harga.
Yet,
Et.
Hasarim,
Hasarim.
Asher,
Asher,
Shamru,
Shamru.
Yet,
Et.
Hanearim,
Hanearim.
Asher,
Asher,
Lachu,
Lachu.
Yet,
Et.
Habanot,
Habanot.
Asher,
Asher,
Bamishpachat, Bamishpachat, Ha'isha,
Ha'isha,
Asher,
Asher,
Yashva,
Yashva,
Babait,
Babait.
Asher,
Asher,
Asa,
Asa,
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
What's that mean?
These are the battles.
Nope.
No.
It's not these. That'd be Eile.
This is the battle.
This is the battle.
That
killed
the commanders. Who
guarded
the young men.
Who took
the daughters.
The daughters.
Who are in the family.
Are in the family.
Of the woman. Who settled.
In the house.
That. Jacob made.
Jacob made. Yes. Well, it's not some great piece of literature. I'll grant you that. But. One more sentence. Zeh.
Zeh.
Ha'am.
Ha'am.
Asher.
Asher.
Zachar.
Zachar.
Et.
Et.
Hamilchama.
Hamilchama.
Asher.
Asher.
Harga.
Harga.
Et.
Et.
Hasarim.
Hasarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Shamru.
Shamru.
Et.
Et.
Hanearim.
Hanearim.
Asher.
Asher.
Lachu.
Lachu.
Et.
Et.
Habanot.
Habanot.
Asher,
Asher,
Bamishpachat, Ha'isha,
Asher,
Asher,
Yashva,
Babait,
Asher,
Asher,
Asa,
Yaakov. What does that sentence mean? Student number two.
This is the people.
This is the people.
Who remembered. The war that killed the chiefs. Who guarded
the young men.
Who took the daughters.
Who are
in the family
of the woman
that sat in the house
that Jacob made. Very good. Page 124. Remember, the purpose of this chapter was sentences without verbs. That's why there are so many sentences that didn't have verbs. Okay. Page 124. Student number one. First sentence, please.
You want me to read the Hebrew?
Let's all read it together. Amra.
Amra.
Naomi.
Naomi.
Shovna.
Shovna.
Banot.
Banot.
What's that mean? Shovna there is just defining what Shovna is.
Okay.
Oh. So it's Amra Naomi. Naomi said,
return daughters.
Return daughters. Number two, everybody. Lo.
Lo.
Telachna.
Telachna.
Imi.
Imi.
Which means?
Do not go with me.
Do not go with me. Number three, everybody. Lo.
Lo.
Yiyu.
Yiyu.
Banim.
Banim.
Li.
Li.
Ode.
Ode.
Which means?
There will not be to me,
or I will not have
sons
again. Number four, everybody, Asher.
Asher.
Yiyu.
Yiyu.
Lachen.
Lachen.
La'anashim.
La'anashim.
Which means
that
will be
for you. For husbands.
Uh-huh. Or in better English, that may be husbands for you. Number five, Shovna.
Shovna.
Banot.
Banot.
Which means?
Return daughters.
Return daughters. Number six, Ki.
Ki.
Zakanti.
Zakanti.
Laish.
Laish.
What is that?
Because I am too old for a man.
Because I am old for a man. Mm-hmm.
You're not.
Number seven. But I assure you, Naomi was. Okay. Number seven. Im. Hayiti.
Hayiti.
Halaila.
Halaila.
Laish.
Laish.
What's that mean?
If.
I was.
For a man tonight.
For a man tonight. Number eight. Ve'im,
gam,
yaladti, banim, which means,
and if, also,
I gave birth to sons. Number nine, tiyena,
nashim,
lahem, ka'asher, haim, yiyu, anashim. Which means what? Asked us a question.
Will you be
women or wives?
For them.
Ka'asher is when.
When.
Haim.
They will be.
Men. In other words, are you really going to wait for a child that's born 9 months from now to grow up to be a man to get married? Number 10. Answer. It's not an answer. It's just a follow-on. Lo.
Lo.
Teshavna.
Teshavna.
Imi.
Imi.
Banot.
Banot.
Shovna.
Shovna.
Which means?
Don't reside with me.
Daughters.
Return.
Excellent.
That's a lot in your
book.
Shovna. Yes, but a lot of these words, by the time we get to chapter 19 or 20, will be old news. You'll know them all.
Promises.
That's what.
Promises.
On the previous page, the tall tale, I knew the words, but then to put them in the sentences without having previously written them down, it would take me too long. So I.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, on number nine.
On number nine.
The first word.
Uh-huh.
Tiyena.
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 Okay. Uh-huh. Notice the na is feminine.
Okay. Na is feminine.
And it's plural.
Where does the question mark come in?
That's a big hiya.
Where does it come in?
Back farther?
It's the end of the second line of number nine.
Here.
The question mark?
Yeah. But where is the, it's not a hey question, it's how do you know it's a question in the sentence without a question mark?
Because they put a question mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense that way.
Yeah, from context.
Okay.
They are still simplifying the sentences somewhat to fit our vocabulary, and they haven't taught us about the hay of a question yet. They will. So that was the chapter about sentences without verbs that we call noun sentences. So let me stop the recording, and we'll go on then to chapter 14.